Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Playing Big Practical Wisdom for Women Who Want to Speak Up, Create, and Lead by Tara Moore is a self-help and leadership book focused on the barriers that keep many women from expressing their ideas, pursuing their callings, and taking visible roles in work and public life, rather than offering a broad theory of empowerment. The book combines psychological insight with practical exercises meant to help readers act despite self-doubt, fear of criticism, and ingrained habits of self-protection. Moore presents playing big as both an inner and outer process, changing the way women relate to their own thoughts and expectations, while also building the concrete skills needed to speak, create, and lead more decisively. The book is especially aimed at women who already want more for themselves, but need a workable method for moving past hesitation and into action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the inner critic as a protective habit that now limits growth. A central idea in the book is that the inner critic is not simply a source of negativity, but a protective mental pattern shaped by earlier experiences and social pressure. Moore treats self-doubt as something that once helped preserve belonging and safety, especially by preventing embarrassment or rejection. The problem is that this same mechanism can become overactive and keep women from taking risks, sharing unfinished ideas, or stepping into leadership roles. The book is useful because it reframes the critic rather than treating it as an enemy to defeat through force. Instead of trying to argue with every anxious thought, readers are encouraged to notice the critic, understand its function, and stop letting it make decisions. This distinction matters because it moves the issue away from character flaws and toward learned patterns that can be changed. That practical reframing gives the book its foundation confidence is not presented as a personality trait, but as a set of habits that can be redesigned. Secondly, unhooking self-worth from praise and criticism. Another important theme is the tendency to let external feedback determine whether one feels capable or legitimate. Moore argues that many women become overly dependent on praise, approval, or signs of being well-received, while criticism can become disproportionately discouraging. This dynamic narrows behavior because it makes every important action feel like a test of personal worth. The book, therefore, emphasizes unhooking, meaning learning to separate meaningful work from the emotional volatility of other people's reactions. This is not a call to ignore feedback altogether. Instead, it is a disciplined way of preventing approval seeking from controlling decisions. That matters in speaking, creating, and leading, because those activities inevitably expose a person to judgment. By reducing dependence on validation, readers can take more initiative, tolerate imperfection, and continue working after mixed reactions. The concept is especially practical because it addresses a common trap in high-achievement environments: over-preparing, over-editing, or staying silent until approval feels guaranteed. Moore's approach reframes resilience as an essential leadership skill. Thirdly, finding a calling and building a vivid personal direction, the book gives significant attention to the idea of calling, which Moore presents as more than a vague desire for fulfillment. For her, a calling is a meaningful direction that gives shape to action, especially when fear or uncertainty makes it easy to drift. She suggests that many people, particularly women, sense dissatisfaction because they do not have a specific enough vision of what they want to create or contribute. The solution is not simply more ambition, but greater clarity about what matters and why. This emphasis on calling is important because it connects inner work with practical choices. Once readers can name the kind of contribution they want to make, it becomes easier to evaluate opportunities, set boundaries, and take next steps. The book's exercises and reflective prompts are meant to make that process concrete rather than abstract. In this way, calling functions as an organizing principle. It helps transform scattered desire into sustained direction, which is one reason the book resonates with readers who feel capable in general but lack a focused path. Fourthly, practical tools for turning insight into visible action. What distinguishes the book from more theoretical women's leadership writing is its emphasis on usable methods. Moore does not stop at describing psychological barriers. She provides tools, exercises, and step-by-step practices meant to help readers act differently in ordinary situations. The book includes guidance for handling fear, clarifying intentions, and working through hesitation in ways that are concrete enough to be applied immediately. This practical orientation matters because awareness alone often does not change behavior. Many readers know they are self-censoring, avoiding visibility, or delaying action, but still need a structure that helps them move. Moore's framework blends reflection with implementation, making the book useful for people who want more than inspiration. The result is a guide that can be used across contexts, from workplace communication to creative projects and community leadership. By treating small repeated practices as the bridge between intention and change, the book gives readers a manageable path forward. its value lies less in grand theory than in translating difficult emotional work into repeatable action. Lastly, women's participation as a cultural and leadership issue. The book also situates individual confidence within a broader social context. Moore argues that when women speak up, create, and lead, the effect is not only personal success, but a healthier and more balanced public culture. She links women's underrepresentation in professional, political, and creative life to a larger loss of perspective, suggesting that many institutions are still shaped around patterns that do not fully reflect women's voices. This is one of the book's most distinctive features because it gives the personal work a wider purpose. Playing big is not framed as self-promotion for its own sake, but as participation in changing the tone and range of what gets heard and valued. At the same time, the book remains careful not to reduce this idea to abstract politics alone. It stays grounded in the day-to-day choices that make participation possible. That balance helps explain why the book appeals to readers beyond corporate leadership circles. It speaks to artists, entrepreneurs, volunteers, and caregivers, as well as managers, because the underlying issue is visibility, agency, and contribution. In conclusion, Playing Big will be most valuable to women who already sense they want to speak more openly, create more seriously, or lead with greater confidence, but keep getting stalled by self-doubt, fear of criticism, or a lack of clear direction. It is also useful for readers interested in women's leadership, applied psychology, and practical self-development that goes beyond encouragement. The book stands out because it does not rely on slogans or generic confidence advice. Instead, it offers a specific model for understanding the inner critic, loosening dependence on external approval, and developing a clearer sense of calling. Compared with many books in the women in leadership category, it is less combative and less corporate, and that is part of its strength. Its tone is supportive without being vague, and its methods are concrete without becoming rigid. Readers looking for a book that connects personal growth to real-world action will likely find it especially relevant. Its lasting value is in showing that playing bigger is not about becoming someone else, but about learning how to participate more fully and consistently in the work one already feels drawn to do. If you would like to support Tara Moore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.